Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of your favorite reality TV shows. Our views do not reflect the contestants outside of the show.
Yo, 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 it's Salam Nerds. My name is Heath, a.k.a. Watch Me Heath. I'm here, my boy, Chad.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds. It's your boy Neebs, aka Watch With Neebs. And Jazz is not here right now, but we have two incredible guests for you. First, I would like to introduce you guys to a good friend of mine who's been a TikTok mutual for a long time. Murph, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hello, everyone. Good to be here.
I'm so glad to finally have you on the show. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Murph. I'm non-binary, so my pronouns are they, them. I'm plants and queer on TikTok if you've seen me stirring up some drama on there. And I love reality TV. I had a small podcast. We had like five listeners, and then we decided that was not worth it anymore. So I'm so excited to be able to discuss again with people The Bachelor, especially this episode.
Well, you're welcome on our podcast anytime. We'll do all the work for you. We'll do the editing and the producing, all that stuff. You just sit back, relax, and have a conversation with us. You're ready. Perfect. And of course, we have to introduce you to our guest, April, who's been on almost every single episode this season. Welcome back, April.
Thank you. I'm so excited to recap this episode. It was a good episode.
It was. We haven't had a good women tell all for a while. Also, you guys might notice we might have cats coming in and out. And this is for the first time. I have a cat too. So I'm at my sister-in-law's house and she has three fat ass cats. They're I don't want to weight shame them, but they are really, really big. They are the biggest cats in the world.
And in the world of cats, Chonky is a good.
Chonky, exactly, Chonky. Yeah. Let's share all the names of our cats. So the cats here is Banana, Burrito, and Queso.
Oh, I love a good theme.
Yeah.
Well, I have Mowgli and Bismuth. Mowgli like The Jungle Book and Bismuth like Steven Universe.
Very cool, very cool.
And my boy is Sirius, as in Sirius Black from Azkaban Prison.
Love it. Love it. So many cats. Well, speaking of cats, let's talk about some cat fights. No.
Good transition.
Right. Yeah. As I'm in like a young woman's bedroom right now, because that's where I'm staying at. So the beginning, I love when they start off and like you get to hear like who gets the most reactions out of people. Maria got an amazing pop. And I don't know if you know what pop is. Pop is like a wrestling term where like the audience just goes crazy for somebody. And Maria got the biggest pop. And I was just like, the Bachelorette is hers to lose because she has such a huge fan base. A little toxic fan base, but a huge fan base. April, what are your thoughts about that?
I don't think I've ever seen that during a women tell all episode or a men tell all episode. Well, except for no, Tyler Cameron wasn't on the mental. Never mind.
Yeah.
But I've never seen that sort of reaction from the audience before where they just went nuts for a contestant.
That's crazy. Murph, what about you?
I mean, if you couldn't tell by my handle, Plants and Queer, I am. Oh, thanks, Dad. Hey, Dad, for listening. I am queer. And so I too am a big fan of Maria. I was also wooing, but I hope for her sake, she's not the Bachelor, but I hope for the franchise's sake, she is Bachelorette.
Honestly, like, I don't see anyone else being the Bachelorette other than her, because she's really entertaining and she can carry a show. The only other person would be, I believe, Daisy, but I don't know. Daisy was coming on strong and then she kind of lost momentum somewhere after, like, before or after hometown. And I don't know if she has enough of a fan base right now. And Rachel also has a pretty strong fan base, so I wouldn't be surprised, but she might be the underdog. But man, we're going to go into Rachel too, because there's a lot of stuff we're going to talk about there. But this whole thing starts off with Maria, Sydney, and Medina, and they kind of recap all of the drama that happened between all of them, which I thought was really good because we needed a recap. And I thought it was really, really fun. They went back and they kind of talked about how Leah got rid of the card, but they said that she did it as a performance and she's not a girl's girl. Now, this is something I have never heard this term before until Love is Blind. And then I heard it again on the Women Tell All, which is pick me and a girl's girl. I did not know what these words were. I just had some ladies introduce me to what this was in the comments. And I was like, oh, interesting. So basically what I'm being told, I'm going to read it out loud because this is really fascinating to me because I had no idea that's what it meant. Because I don't think men have anything like this. It's kind of strange. But I guess it's because we live in a patriarchal society. So like, the spaces we are in are very different. So
I think the men's version would be a guy's guy, one of the guys.
Yeah. But there's no like pick me guy, right? Like it's, unless you would say like a simp, I guess maybe is a term people been using. So someone says girls is someone who follows girls code and doesn't hit on another man knowing full well that he's not single. And then pick me girl is someone doing everything possible to get a guy to like her, even compromising her own dignity and self-respect. And these girls don't get along with other girls and just want to be like one of the guys. So I was like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. So they're accusing Leah of like doing the card, throwing it into the fire as performative, but she wasn't really a girl's girl. April, what are your thoughts about that?
I think the one thing I would add to the definition of girl's girl is that someone who isn't a girl's girl is not empowering their fellow woman.
Mm.
And so we saw frequently where Leah, especially that conversation she had with Medina in, I think it was Spain, where she said, she was like, you know, why are you being friendly with Maria? How dare you?
Right.
And then she kind of faked being nice towards the end of that conversation. As soon as Medina walked away, she was cursing under her breath, calling Medina God knows what.
She did. She did curse her. They believed it. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. And so that to me is like, that's part of the definition of not being a girl's girl, where it's like to me, girl's girl and pick me are very intertwined with each other.
Mm.
Murph, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, what are your thoughts, Murph?
Yes, I think a girl's girl is definitely somebody who is into uplifting other women, who is a hoes before bros type of lady. she's always going to say dump his ass no matter what he's done kind of thing. Like, she's always going to pick, you know, her team. And whereas like they're kind of the opposite, where pick me is doing everything for the male gaze. They are into, you know, they're sitting down. Do you guys watch Vanderpump?
No, I don't. But I need to get into it. A lot of people have recommended me do reaction videos to it.
So for the Salam nerds who do listen, very much Joe is a pick me. Very much just in it for the bros, is getting beers with the bros, football with the bros, like will have the same kind of misogynistic arguments that men will have against women while simultaneously saying that everything they're doing is at like the behest for women. Like, it's like a trad wife kind of.
Wow. Interesting. Very interesting. What did you think about Medina talking to Leia and saying, hey, frankly, you owe me an apology? I've never heard anyone say that on the show. I was like, oh, go you.
This Girl. Season was full of communicators, women who can communicate.
Yeah, I really liked it. Also, like, I love the fact that, like, Medina is a woman of color and they put her in the front row and gave her some time. That's never happened before, especially a South Asian woman. So I was really, really happy about that. I even messaged her. I was like, you think they're going to give you enough airtime? And she's like, well, we'll have to tune in and see. And I'm like, I'm glad it worked out for her. So that was really, really cool. But yeah, she definitely stood her ground on a lot of these stuff. And she goes, hey, it was like I didn't get between them because it was like two pit bulls. And what's really funny is people got offended at that, but not because she was referring to them as dogs, but because it's a derogatory stereotype for pit bulls.
Yeah. I saw that too. I was like, that can't be perpetuating.
That I thought that was hilarious. I was like, no, it's not offending to women, it's offending to pit bulls. And I was like, that is true, pit bulls do get a bad rap. Which is funny. But yeah, that was a brutal fight, and Maria definitely did not let up. I thought that was pretty crazy. Murph, what are your thoughts about the entire fight?
I thought it was so interesting because, well, one, when we got the flashback of, you know, what the fight was about, normally on previous season, we have to sit there for like 5 minutes where they replay every single aspect that we pretty much just watched anyway of this fight. And it seems like they have totally new video editors where it was just like, it was so fast. It was like almost like a Blippi or Cocomelon episode. I was like, whoa, 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 things are happening. I was like in it. I was like, wow, I forgot all of this, but I didn't because I remembered it. But I also liked how the women were kind of not just the women who were involved, but like Edwina, who was saying that, like, y'all just hated Maria. You were looking for an excuse to hate on her. And when Medina said the age thing, you guys took it as the moment to jump down her throat. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to say anything. I do want to say it, though. It's like, as a queer person, it seems like there might be a lot of budding bisexual women from this season. It seems like a lot of this anger and, like, these fights were kind of, like, jealousy, but not in the jealousy towards Joey kind of way, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, very fascinating. Very interesting. I did like the fact that Maria brought up that, like, I never said shut the F up. And Lauren goes, that was me. I said that.
And then immediately after, Leah is like, I just feel like you're gaslighting me. Whoa, Leah. She said it, not Maria. So actually,
that was so funny.
You're gaslighting us.
She is. The way Maria almost fell out of her chair when she said that word.
Maria is such good TV. She was like a YouTuber, right? She was like in one of those YouTube houses, right?
She was in a movie. She was she played a Girl Scout like a little movie. So she's like a trained, the pacifier of Vin Diesel. So she's like a trained actress. I could see her.
I think she was like in one of those like YouTube TikTok houses at the beginning of COVID.
Oh, no way.
Like, I think that might be why she's so good in front of the TV or in front of the cameras. But like, she's fast.
She's theatrical so fast. In a good way.
Like, even when she's interrupting them and she's interrupting them, talking about them, interrupting them. And I was relatable. Like, how did she pull that off?
Relatable. She's got ADHD and she's hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I also wanted to bring up the Leah to Medina, I'm sorry you felt that way. That is not an apology.
Yes, I noticed that.
I'm going to get on my soapbox. I'm doing it. This is it.
Do it.
Do it, April. Do it.
When you place your apology onto someone else, not out of that my actions were harmful to you, so let me work on it to better myself. No, it's that it's your feelings that are making you feel this way. So it's your problem. I'm sorry you felt that way is not an apology. It veto.
I know.
And then like the whole walk off, like when the whole commercial break walk off, and then Maria having to console the person who is at fault. Oh, so relatable. But good luck for her.
We've never seen that though. We've never seen a walk off like that. That's crazy. That's like new. That's new for The Bachelor.
So
yeah, and then Maria being like,
it's fine, Merv. I'm just like so excited. I'm kind of like Marie in that way where it's like, I have to get this out before I totally forget. We saw all four trauma responses in this episode.
Wait, what are the four trauma responses?
So it's, you know, fight and flight, right?
Yes.
There's also freeze.
Yep.
As well as fawn.
Sure. What's the last one?
Fawn.
I've never heard that. What's that?
So remember how Sydney was starting to become agreeable with Maria? Like, yes, we both communicate so poorly.
Yeah, because really you tell lies and I tell the truth.
Yeah. So Sydney was fawning over Maria to like quell the situation.
Wow. Yo, I've never heard this term before. I'm learning new. I knew the three. I didn't know the last one.
Yeah. Freeze.
It's kind of like people pleasing.
Yeah.
Ah, that is very, very interesting. Okay. Yeah. So she got taken off crying. I remember there was this one scene where Maria's like, run the tape back, which I wish they did. Because Love is Blind does that. And it's my favorite part of Love is Blind when people do that. I thought that
it felt like this episode was the same editors as the Love is Blind reunion. Like it felt very similarly paced. It's similarly like upbeat in like ways that like maybe the situation shouldn't have been as upbeat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I totally agree. What were your thoughts about Maria? Well, so Maria went off with Leia, and then Maria also goes off with Jess. And the Jess one was pretty crazy too, because I feel like in some ways, like Jess was the one using all the charged words. Jess literally called her a bitch. Like there's no, that's on TV, that's on camera. Mm-hmm. But she, I don't know why she irked these women so much to the point where like she got them so riled up, and it doesn't make sense.
She's hot. She's funny. She's assertive. She's bold. She's confident. Women fall in love with women like that. And they don't know.
That's really, really interesting. That's a good perspective. I never thought about it that way. I also like the fact that Maria kind of just like doesn't care what they do. And then she was like, the whole thing started because Medina said, I look beautiful. Like she said, she walked into the room, everybody was cold to her, and Medina was the only one that said she looked beautiful. And that's what started this whole thing. That's so crazy. Like that's such a good narrative for her, because like it really says that like everybody was against her. This woman said one nice thing to her and everybody attacked her because someone was being nice to her. Like it's a good look for her. So
which made Leia cry.
That's crazy.
That was flight mode.
Yeah.
She left the situation. She literally fled the stage once they hit commercial break. And granted, she was able to mostly collect herself. But that's what flight mode looks like, is that when the body feels like it's being attacked and needs to defend itself, you either fight, flight, freeze, or fawn.
That's crazy.
And fight was Maria and Jess. Maria was in fight mode all night long. Granted, we were all living for it. And then freeze mode, while I'm not sure if we like fully saw it, but Medina referenced freeze mode. The whole entire, there's two pit bulls going at each other, and I'm just like trying not to get in it at all.
But I did like Medina's
point. It's like they're arguing across you for you, and you don't want it happening. It's like, hi, you don't need to stick up for me here. I'm okay.
It does feel weird to see these two white woman talk about this brown woman as if she's not even there, like she has no autonomy over herself and cannot speak for herself. It is very jarring to me, because like I've been in that place, and it is like, yeah, maybe they mean well, but it does come off as like white savior vibes, mm-hmm. right? A little bit, mm-hmm. where Sydney's like, I'm gonna protect my little colored friend here, and don't you mess with her. And Maria's like, I'm not messing with her. Like, it was really, really interesting. But I did like Medina standing up for herself, saying like, hey, I'm my own person. I am not going to control what these women do, and I'm not gonna control what this woman does, which I thought was pretty good at like setting boundaries and stuff like that. What are your thoughts about that?
And you're not gonna tell me how to be friends with other women.
Yeah. Medina killed it. Medina killed it. I'm proud of her.
And that's also what we would get if we had older women on the series, you know, like Maria, Medina, Edwina. Like, I think all of these women who are really good at communicating are on the older 20s, early 30s side of the season. So it makes sense to me that, right. like, I get it. The drama is super duper fun. That's why we watch. But at the same time, we can have drama with women who are perfectly able to communicate why they're feeling the way they're feeling. Like, your feelings are wrong. You're never wrong about your own feelings. But like, in situations, right. you can like be over whatever. You know what I mean?
I get it. All right. The other thing that I thought was really well done, who I think could be another contender for Bachelorette, was Lexi. I thought Lexi had her moment. I thought that was really nice. Definitely rooting for her. I really thought it was a very emotional scene. Though I wish she got a chance to talk to Joey. I don't think she did, right? She only talked to Jesse Palmer.
I think.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about Lexi?
You go ahead, Murph. I'm going to collect my thoughts.
Well, what I found, what you were just saying about her talking to Joey, don't they normally, when Joey comes out, did they not have like a women ask Joey questions kind of shouting at him moment? I don't remember that happening.
No, only Rachel. Rachel was the only one they got to interact with Joey. The women did not, which normal. Is so weird. Is not, yeah.
I guess
because he was so unproblematic, they didn't have issues with him, so they maybe did it and cut it out. Because usually they do that because the men did something wrong. Like, the men did something wrong, or they made a mistake, or they enabled somebody. We didn't see Joey reward bad behavior. We didn't see him enable people. We didn't see him do any of the stuff the regular bachelors do. So maybe they did have it, but the girls didn't have anything bad to say about him, so they didn't feel the need to keep it in the edit.
I'd agree with that.
I would agree with that.
That makes sense.
As far as Lexi and her exit from the show, I get it. Totally warranted. Yeah. Totally understandable. I am so happy, you know, she's bringing endometriosis to like a national stage, getting people like even just familiar with the word. Her talking about invisible illnesses, chronic illnesses. I have.
Right.
A couple of those. So that was really relatable. Her talking about how Joey reacted to her bringing that up, not just how we saw it, but him saying, oh, like, I'll bring a bag, like, I want to do this and that. Like, it's such a great way to respond to something that's like, other than, oh, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Like, being an active participant in that with your partner, I think, is really great. Though I think Lexi would be a really freaking boring bachelorette.
Yeah, it's not so much that I think that she would be boring, is that I would hate for her to go through that entire process and end up with a bunch of jerks who just want to be on TV. Like, she needs to find somebody in the real world who's serious, that wants to get married, who slid into her DMs, and she can just, you know, start a family and do whatever she wants to do, right? I wish that for her. I don't want her to be on this show and get her heart ripped, and then at the end of the whole thing, she ends up with a guy who just wanted to be on TV and ends up breaking up with her in a few months. And then she's got like 3 years of her life wasted instead of just like a few months. So I do not want that for her. But she is very beautiful. She would make a good bachelorette. Next, we got Jen. So Jen was also in the hot seat. She got to talk a little bit about herself. She had the most romantic dates with Joey. I think the whole drone thing was beautiful. I think it was really good. I thought she was going to make it to the end. I'm surprised she didn't make it as far as as far as like Rachel or even Daisy. So what are your thoughts about Jen?
You and producers.
Yeah.
I think you and producers thought that.
Right? They spent a lot of money on her days.
I wonder if her, she's also from Hawaii. Yes? Is that her?
Yes,
or is that
I think so. No, that might be a different girl, actually.
Is that Leia?
That might have been Leia.
That might have been Leia, you're right.
I was just wondering, had Rachel gone to her actual hometown, had different story, though. I think the producers thought that she was going to go pretty far. And I think that I kind of did, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought so, too, because like, she got a really good edit.
She got a good edit. She was really cute. They had a really good dates. I thought they had chemistry. So I was really surprised that she got let go. So that was really, really, really interesting. Then after all of that, they go back to more Maria. So this is where I'm like, oh, man, like Maria is getting the time. They ask Maria how their dad feel about Joey. And she goes, he has a hit out on her. Like, great.
That's so
bringing
funny.
The family in, selling it, going with the freaking theme of the edit. I really, really like that. But then she did stand up for all the hate the other women were getting. And the fact that she brought it up before anyone else did, I wonder if the producers were like, hey, if you want, this is when you say it and you're going to look really good. And they squashed the beef and it was really good. I thought they did a great job, like really, really great job of selling it. I don't know how much of that was produced, but if it was done perfectly. And it was
seamlessly.
Done in a way where like the only reason you wouldn't, right? See, the only way you wouldn't want Maria to be the bachelorette is because of all the drama she had. But the fact that she was the bigger person, apologized, said she didn't want the hate that they were getting, because it was her fan base that were giving a lot of people the hate, especially Rachel, simply because Rachel asked her a question at the rose ceremony, which is wild. So I'm glad she stood up and said that. But I don't know how much of it was produced, but if it was, that's it, man. She's got it in the bag. Like, it's hers to screw up at this point.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts about Rachel's makeup session?
I prefer she goes on the different reality TV show. Rachel or Maria?
Maria.
Maria goes on like Traitors or something. Like, I don't want her
to be
the Bachelorette. She could go on a Netflix reality dating show like Perfect Match and be so much better for that. I mean, would I love to see her flirt with like 30 men? Yes, I would die for that. But like, she's too good for the Bachelor Universe. However, I think Bachelor Universe desperately needs her. Like, the energy she brings to the screen, the amount of chemistry she has with Joey, like, I have no doubt in my mind she could have that with a lot of men.
Like, true. She has a lot of chemistry with a lot of men, for sure. And then I wouldn't mind seeing her just like have outfit changes and just come out looking like a bomb and just getting all these guys to go crazy over her. I could definitely see that happening. So yeah, definitely see that. So they made up. Let's see. Oh, okay. And then we go back to Kelsey and we talk about the car. I am so disappointed in this goddamn car, because it literally was like, can we talk? And it was about her missing him. Like, bro, I thought this was so bad. I thought this was such a waste of everyone's time. And I think the reason they did it was because I think Kelsey's a shoo-in. I think everyone's obvious that Kelsey is going to be his pick. And they're trying to throw in some fake drama in there, because or else it's a boring season. Because they always say, like, every season, the girls know. They know who has the biggest connection, because they go on the group date and they can just see it, right? Rachel and Matt James, they just knew, right? Zach and whoever he picked, they just knew. So I think it's one of those situations. What are your thoughts about the card and that whole shenanigans, April?
It was producers. Like, Joey has explicitly said time and time again, especially that one time where he's just sitting in the park all depressed, how he's so afraid to get to the end of this that he put his life on hold to find his future wife And if he gets to the end and it all falls apart because no one is actually interested in him. And so when he gets that letter of "we need to talk," what the "we need to talk" is like cue for,
yeah,
we need to break up.
It's time to break. Yeah. That's never a good sign. That's so bad. The poor guy was, he had so much anxiety. Like, I really thought he was going to have a heart attack. He was going through it. And poor Kelsey, she was like, she put him through it. I was like, come on, girl. You got to let him know sooner, because that was pretty messed up. But obviously the producers
put it up to it. I miss you.
I miss you so much.
Like this could have been an email. Like, yeah. What are you doing?
You couldn't have told me this at the rose ceremony?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
yeah.
I was not so impressed. Crazy.
No, I was not. We do see that Rachel gets eliminated, and then Rachel goes on the hot seat, and then she talks about all of the horrible things people have said about her. And it's so weird because she didn't do anything wrong. Like, they called her the N-word. They called her an Asian jungle something. I don't know what it was, man. Like, I get called that kind of stuff all the time too, but like, it's so crazy that the smallest thing she did, all she did was ask Maria, like, what was that about? And she goes, nothing. Well, she was like, obviously it was about something. That's it. Two sentences. And she got so much hate. So, like, it just goes to show you that, like, when there's people of color, the dam to let all of the hate flow, it's so thin. It's so fragile. People just need a reason and they just let it all come out. And it's really, really telling, because Maria did so much crazy stuff. And all this woman did was ask her two questions at the rose ceremony, probably after standing there for hours, having anxiety about whether she's going to make it or not in heels. It's a valid question, right? You're not supposed to get extra time. So it's a valid question. And she gets so much hate over it. Murph, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. When she started out by naming, I'm not going to repeat what she'd been called. I mean, my mouth was agape. Like, the N-word is kind of to be expected, unfortunately, from racists. But the creativity and the volatility to revert back to racist terms from, like, Civil War era and things is just horrendous. The fact that we just got to experience the absolute light and joy that is Rachel's family, the way that they literally that her hometown wasn't in Hawaii, so her entire family flew out to LA to have this hometown just for her. And like the entire time they're just talking about, like, we'll help you get through this. We're here for you. Like, if you love him, cool. If he hates you, cool. We are going to, like, the amount of support and love that we just experienced. And then for that to be the episode where she received the most amount of hate from, like, it's not surprising, but it's just, it kind of goes back to the point of, like, we want to put a person of color in these bachelor positions, but it's like, if they're gonna say,
how do we protect them?
How? Mm-hmm. And no, it's not like the other bachelors and bachelorettes have been protected from just the casual hate of, like, sending someone home that people liked. You know,
right.
Like, think about all the hate that Hannah got when she sent Tyler home or didn't say yes to Tyler, whatever. Like,
right.
A double that had Hannah been a black woman, been an Indian woman, been anything. Like,
yeah.
Whew.
Like, Medina actually sent me, like, some of the stuff that she got hate for. And all she did was talk about her age. Like, she got called geriatric. She got called, like, all this stuff. It's just ridiculous. And it's really sad because they can't protect these people of color in these situations because, like I said, the dam is very, very thin in these cases. Jazz just messaged that Jazz has COVID. That's why he couldn't make it today. Oh, no. Poor Jazz. Feel better, bro.
Damn, feel better, Jazz.
That sucks.
When you were speaking, Murph, I read that message and I went, like, poor Jazz. So I wasn't reacting about the racism in that regard. But
I do want to say, like,
react to racism like
that. Yeah, it is, right? But I'm glad they said it. I'm glad they shared the kind of stuff that she's saying, because I feel like people need to see it. People can't just say, oh, I'm not going to share the horrible things, because like, I don't think people know how bad it is. I don't think people know the kind of stuff that's in people of color's other box or DM box. It's pretty bad. Like, mine is pretty bad. Yeah. And all I do is talk about movies and TV shows. And if someone doesn't agree with my stuff, they're calling me all these names. Like,
and
it's crazy.
A lot of the times people don't think that they're going to read it or they're going to see it. So they just like kind of vent or let loose their aggression and whatever in the comment section, thinking that person's going to not see the notification or see it. And then if you like saying it on that stage, saying, no, I saw that specific message where you called me that, like, that person's not going to apologize, but maybe that person might think twice about doing it again.
Yeah, it's really, really weird. And I don't remember who it was. I think Sydney. Sydney also got hate. And like, yeah, she did a lot of things, but she got hate from like grown ass men. Like, why are men in like, you know, her messages and saying all these horrible things to a woman? That's crazy. Like, I don't know. It just seems like people need to do better things with time. I think Mike Tyson said that people are too comfortable in front of the keyboard because they say things that would get them punched in the face in real life. Like, mm-hmm. That's what
the animosity.
It's so crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It was like Jesse and Joey. What I appreciate about both of them is that they validated Rachel's feelings about the situation. And like,
what I really
love about Jesse is that he's much more expressive in his delivery and emotions towards the contestants. Mm-hmm. What I think was a misstep though in this whole situation was asking the ladies as a group, have you received hateful messages throughout the season? And it's not to say that their feelings are invalid, but the problem is that you can't change your race. And so when you receive hateful messages, it impacts you to a level of, this is something about myself that I can't change.
Yeah.
And so conflating the rest of like the hateful messages, like, I don't know what kind of messages that Sydney got, probably that, you know, she's a stupid this or stupid that. And making stupid decisions.
But like, but Rachel got something like, I throw up whenever I watch you guys kiss. Like, that is horrendous. That's so racist. That's insane. Like, it's 2024. Like, I can't believe people are saying these kind of things.
Right. And it's similar, like, another example that's of something that you can't change. Daisy can't change her hearing loss situation. She can improve it with cochlear implants, but she can't change what happened to her. It's same thing with like, you can't change having Down syndrome. You can't change having ADHD. You can't change having autism. You can't change your race. You can't change your sexual orientation. You can suppress it, but you can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I appreciate Jesse meeting Rachel with empathy and kindness and validated her feelings, but I think it was a misstep as far as conflating all the hateful messages together, because it's hierarchy.
Yeah, I agree. And
that's a good point.
We already discussed them when Maria already brought up that Sydney and Leia.
Yeah, they already got their moment. You're right.
Yeah, we already discussed that other women. And that could have been a moment where Jesse said what he said and been like, we know a lot of our other contestants have gotten a lot of hate too. But like, to be like, all right, everybody else, come on, white women, let us know. Have you also gotten hate? Let the audience know, the white people get the hate too. Let them know. Let them know. We already discussed that. So I totally get what you're saying, April. And I think also I agree with Jesse so much more of a hostly host than a TV host like Chris Harrison was. Like, I think that the people, I think Joey genuinely liked hanging out with him and playing tennis. I think that
yeah.
Charity probably genuinely thought he was pleasant to be around. I think Chris Harrison is a scary CEO man dude who's like, rawr. But then this season, we also had all those women from Golden Bachelor, and I thought that was just so delightful. Having
oh, yeah, like, that was nice too.
Womanly advice, motherly figure, like just having the older women being there. And I think, I hope the same will be for the men once they have Golden Bachelorette. Being able to just be more of a gentler, less awkward conversation, because like we've had those fantasy suite conversations in the past with Chris Harrison, it's been like, or like, or Gary with Jesse.
Oh yeah,
like, bro, you don't need to do the bees talk with me. I'm good.
I remember that. That's funny. Oh, man.
I've done it before.
What I did like was that they did mention that like Joey reached out to all the women that were getting hate privately, which was really nice. Mm-hmm. So like Joey is such a little sweetheart. He's a golden retriever. So like mm-hmm. it kind of makes you like, okay, now I feel really bad for what's about to happen to him because he's such a nice guy.
Okay, I don't watch the trailers. So I have no idea what like the trailer for next week is going to be because I think they give too much away. So like I watch with my mom on FaceTime every week. And so we don't watch them anymore.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Hi, mom,
I feel like that too, but sometimes they throw you off. So you don't know if they do that, but that's true. That's true.
Well, yeah. Like this week with the freaking letter.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. All right. I have something here.
Do you think it's because they keep on trying to recreate the fence jump? Sorry,
yes.
My cat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The fence jump was probably the highlight of that. That was so great. I remember watching that and my reactions were insane. I think that's what got me like, blow up on Instagram. Yeah, it got me hooked. That definitely got me hooked. All right. Oh, the deleted scene with Joey at with Maria when she's trying on dresses and eating macaroons.
That was hilarious.
He ate so many macaroons. He ate them like Oreos. He took them apart and then ate them. Is that how you eat macaroons? I don't know. I just eat them like little burgers.
No, yeah, you eat them like little burgers. I think it's so funny that Maria was like, I didn't even know there were cookies there. Like he clearly had finished them before like she had even like come out.
Rude.
That's so
funny. It
seemed
like that was like for them both to enjoy, you know, some champagne and cookies while you shop, and like maybe she also got the champagne. But I kind of think he demolished those before she's like even noticed.
He ate like two or three at once. It's like, what are you doing?
I'm not gonna lie. Those kind of dates are boring for me too. So if I had cookies, I would probably eat them. Like I would eat them like crazy. Oh my god. That's
yeah,
funny.
It's like I don't know why they never do those kind of dates where like the bachelor is also getting to like get dressed up and like try on different outfits. Like it doesn't have to just be the woman. Like
yeah,
men can get some nice jewelry, a watch, some shoes, a suit, or something funky.
How come men never get the pretty woman date? You're right, men never get the pretty woman date,
and y'all are the ones that need it.
Yes.
The women come with so much clothes, and the men come with like two suit jackets, one pair of pants, and like six shirts.
And socks. You boys need socks. What are you doing sockless in shoes?
They get lost.
I've noticed that, and I've never got into the sockless trend. Like, I've never done that. I am too ashamed of my ankles to do that.
With the high pants.
Yeah.
When I used to be a therapist, and my clients used to call me Dr. Ankles because I would wear heels with, like, dress pants, and you don't wear, like, socks with heels, so they would just call me Dr. Ankles.
That's so funny.
You used to be a therapist?
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm a therapist.
Oh, that's why you're talking about trauma responses. This makes sense.
Look at that. Oh God, you're so a therapist. Excited. You're a therapist. I worked at a suicide hotline. We're all kind of in there.
There we go.
We're kind of all in there. That's good. What about the burping? What about the burping? I've never seen so much burping in deleted scenes. What was going on there?
I think they got to stop that. I think they're making like too much of a joke out of these women who they're trying to like make us desire, or men desire.
Yeah.
Like, if they want to have Bachelor in Paradise, if they want us to like have one of these women be a bachelorette, like, I mean, I love pooping and farting and, you know, peeing and laughing and all that stuff. That's cool with me. I don't care. But like, they're making it as like a, you're a joke, like with the poop countdown clock last year. Like, she's never going to want to be on TV again, like on Paradise.
There was a poop clock? Oh my God. Oh, yeah. That one.
Like, however many days. And it's just like
the poop baby.
You want these people to want to be on your shows so that they like act freely, embarrassingly, instead of you forcing them to be embarrassing. Because people are naturally like a mess.
True. Though, to be fair, they did show Joey jump roping and busting his face, which I thought was pretty embarrassing. I've done that.
And the cart, the golf cart.
Oh, yeah, the golf cart. Like, I don't know. Did they get that on TV? Yeah. I went on a date once, and I went to the Sears Tower, and I was probably 19, maybe 20. And I was like, there was velvet rope in a long line, but there was nobody in line. So I was like, let me just jump over this velvet rope to get to the front. So I jump over this velvet rope. My feet catch the rope. I fall. Then every pole goes ding, 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 like dominoes. They all fall. And I was like, I do not want to continue this date right now. I cannot recover from this. It was the most embarrassing moment of my life. It was a first date, too. A first date.
Oh, no. Did you go on a second? Did you recover well?
We did. We did. I don't think I recovered well in my head, but we pushed through. Oh. And then dated for 4 years. So it was one of the most embarrassing moments.
Well, maybe that's a good first date move, everybody. So I'm going to write down that tip. Trip over every rope pole.
That's true. Let's do that.
Four years, so now they give us this.
Yeah, it was a solid amount. So now they give us a sneak peek. So do you not want to know what the sneak peek was?
No, it's okay. It's okay. It'll just be more exciting now that I'm hearing it for the first time.
So basically what happens is they don't give us a lot. Basically, Joey goes to the end. He's waiting for the person, and he waits, and no one shows up. He takes off his jacket, goes back in the car, and starts crying. So that's all we know. We don't know whether she didn't show up. We don't know whether she is, you know, maybe – you know, in the pooping? Bathroom with diarrhea. Like, we don't know what's going on.
I mean, look, if I were about to get engaged, I might have anxiety shits too.
Fair.
Yeah. we don't know what's going on, but we know that she doesn't show up. And like, I feel really, really bad because Kelsey is who I think is going to be the winner. I think it's going to be Kelsey.
So what do you think happened? What's your prediction?
I don't know, because like Daisy pulling out makes sense, because Daisy is a little wishy-washy when it comes to him. She's not like 100% all in. Kelsey seems very much all in, and Kelsey is like a stunner. Like, I've been saying it like for the last few episodes, but like, I think Kelsey's like out of his league. I don't think he could get Kelsey in the real world. Like, I really don't. I think she's like someone who'd be on the arms of a millionaire or an actor. Like, she's that hot. I'm like, you know, Joey's nice, but he's like a tennis instructor from Hawaii who's under 6 foot tall.
Yeah.
Right. Like I'm just being real. Like, I am also under 6 foot tall, like with not a lot of options for us. But Daisy has this like girl next door. Like, she's also very pretty and very beautiful, but she can be okay with a guy like Joey. Right. Like, I can see her being comfortable with him. She's like that's her personality. It goes with it. Whereas like Kelsey is just, I don't know. She is exudes.
She'd
just
be
like
settling.
Beauty and like poise. Yeah. She'd be settling. Exactly. So I don't know. Maybe she realizes that's what she's doing and pulls out. Or Joey is like in his head going, hey, Kelsey's out of my league. I need to go with somebody who is a little bit more in my league. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the lakes and the rivers that you're used to. Like, that's his mindset. He goes for Daisy, and then Daisy ends up dumping him and saying, no, I was never really into you because I always thought you were with into her more. So I don't know. There's so many thoughts. April, what are your thoughts? What's going to happen?
I think my idea is very similar to yours, Neebs, if not the same, where it's Kelsey shows up first. He says no to her because, oh, she's too good for me. She leaves. And then Daisy shows up. And then Daisy's like, no, I don't. No, this isn't it. Because I've been saying, I don't think she's into him as much as he's into her. And so I think she leaves.
I think you're right, but the thing is, like, I don't think she actually shows up. I think she just doesn't show up because she's
Daisy
too,
or Kelsey.
She's like, she can't face it Daisy. To tell it to him. Mm-hmm. I think Daisy doesn't show up.
I agree. I think Daisy's here for fame, but Daisy also is not the type of person that's wants to, like, proposals. Like, that's too sacred for her kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think she may have left because she didn't think she'd maybe make it past hometowns.
Oh.
But not sacred enough to completely drag him throughout the whole season.
She wants to be famous. Don't forget all those music videos she's done.
Yeah.
And her book.
Whereas, like, Maria, well, her book, is her book about what happened to her? Because that makes sense.
Yeah, cochlear implant children's book.
That makes sense. Oh, it's so cute. But, like, if Maria just, like, hello. If Maria just wants to be famous, like, that makes a lot more sense to be in, like, a, and let's make her famous. Whereas, like, Daisy, it's, like, seems like she's trying so hard. Or, like, Maria just seems like somebody, like, we would make famous. And Daisy, like wants us to make her famous. Whereas, like, I think when she, at the first couple of weeks, like, she was up there for everybody.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and for sure.
I don't know what the impetus was for everybody to start, like, not hating her. I don't think anybody hates her. It's just,
no,
she's just boring.
Yeah, that could be it.
She's
nothing, like, wrong with being boring.
She doesn't have a lot of charisma. Like, the way she, like, looks at Joey is, like, just kind of empty to me personally.
Yeah, and also she said a bunch of times where she didn't know how she felt about Joey, whereas other people knew how they felt about Joey way earlier. But if he does pick somebody other than Kelsey, she needs to never watch the episode where they're on the counter macking it, because that was so intimate. No one should ever see that, because I don't think anyone could recreate that. Yeah, that was like, whoa, they're really physically into each other, like, crazy. So I don't know. We'll see. But listen, thank you guys for joining us. Murph, can you let people know where they can find you?
Yes, absolutely. My name is Murph again. You can find me at Plants and Queer on almost any social media. On Instagram, it's m.x.murph. I also am at Plants and Queer on Instagram, but I don't really post there. And thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So much fun. But we'll definitely try to have you back for next season if you don't mind. We would love to have you back.
Please.
We'll do. And April, again, where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram at Allure with April. I've been very busy with work, so I haven't been able to post much. But when I do, I try to post good things.
All right. Appreciate it. We all need good things, especially with the world we're living in these days. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Thank you, everybody in the audience, all 18 people who are watching live, all the people watching on Instagram. And until next time. Oh, by the way, Jazz, feel better, get better. Hopefully you're feeling a little better. Mm-hmm. And until next time, salam, nerds.
Peace.
Salam, nerds.